Chapter 28. Kiri Phelan rode away from Varela that dark night in an internal storm of impotent rage and frustration. He had been captured by a ruse he should have seen through, taken in by the plea of one of his veterans. That was stupidity, and he didn't excuse himself that he was distracted by the day's events. So he was Leonya's king. That didn't mean he could let his mind wander. And then he'd been rescued, beyond his hopes, by another veteran, by Poxenarian, now a paladin of Gerd. She had freed him and his squires, but she herself was now a prisoner for 5 days. She had agreed to suffer whatever torments the priests of Liart inflicted. And he had agreed to that, because he could do nothing else. She made the bargain with the Liartians, and her oath bound him. He shifted in the saddle, glad of the darkness that covered his expression. What must they all think? Of a king that would sacrifice a paladin to save his own life. And yet, he had to admit she was right. He knew who he was now, the rightful heir to Leonya's throne, a half-elf, torn from his birthright by slavers. No one else could do what he must do, restore the frayed Teg of Leonya and the alliance of elf and human, clean the forests of evil influence. Leonya needed its king, needed him, and he could not deny a paladin's right to follow a quest to its end. But Poxenarian, dear to him as his own daughter, his heart burned to think of her in their hands. All he had seen in 30-odd years of war came to him that night, and showed him what she must endure. He forced his mind to his own plans. If she had bought his life, he must make use of it. Selfer would be far north of Varela by now, riding hard to meet Doran's cohort and bring them down. Doran herself and Varela would have fresh mounts ready for them, and a royal pass to follow him. Kostvan had agreed to let Arkelin pass through, if it came to that, and would be alert in case the Parganese tried to take advantage of his absence. He thought ahead. Surely the enemy would strike before he reached Chea, but where? Not in the Mahiran lands close to Varela, nor in the little baronies of Abris or Day. East of that? In Verakai domain? At the border itself? In Leonya? He thought over what Pox had said about Akria's influence there. Some thought of him as a bloodthirsty mercenary. He had no clear idea of the river road in his mind. He'd always gone south, to visit the Holverics, cutting east.